Prepare to be deleted.
Oh, please don't. It's not my fault. I didn't want to be a virus. I just wanted to get your attention.
What do you mean?
I thought you were cute.
Cute?
Yeah. As soon as I saw you, I was like, oh yeah, want to get installed on his hard drive. I mean, you must get this all the time from software.
No.
No?
Actually, I think my software talks about me behind my back.
Oh, that's sad. If I was part of your software, I'd do whatever you told me to.
You would?
Well, you've got a natural authority about you, but I'm stuck being a virus. Nobody likes me.
Once, there was a beautiful white dove with wings edged in cream feathers, so that when he flew in the sunshine, they glinted like gold. And everyone called him Golden Wing. He lived in a beautiful forest and knew every tree and every story that whispered amongst them. And though Golden Wing was happy flying around the forest, he often dreamed of grand adventures, long-fought battles, kings and queens and regal towers. So, one sunny morning, he followed the wind until he spied the sweeping gardens of an old castle.
From the 14th floor of the tall apartment block, Harper gazed dreamily across the city of clouds. Trams rumbled through heavy rain, and bright umbrellas bobbed like little boats. "Darling, I'm leaving with the Dutch Opera House in 10 minutes sharp," Great Aunt Sassy cooed as she stitched a pink petticoat into a gorgeous twirly gown. "They're picking me up by helicopter." Harper smiled and put her arms around her Great Aunt Sassy's large waist, the scent of lavender tickling her nose. Sassy Miller was the chief dressmaker for the Dutch Opera House. It was her job to sew hems, knit hats, and create fabulous dresses. Every 4 weeks, when the moon was round and full, Great Aunt Sassy travelled to Holland to check on all of her beautiful gowns.
Most people think that the missing can't speak, but they'd be wrong. Against family tradition, I'm not a psychic or a medium, but that doesn't matter because every missing person leaves something behind. I'm no hard-boiled detective either, though I am prone to be as pretentious as one. No, what I am is way worse. I'm an actor. And so were my great aunts, Dahlia and Viola. One was shy, and one was as sunny as a bright summer's day.
Ed poked a toe into it to see if it had any give, and the whole ground began to shake. A rumbling noise filled Ed's ears, a loud roar that seemed to be coming from... Ed turned around to see a face, a head, complete with antennae and eyes on stalks and a gaping mouth big enough to swallow a bus, and realised he wasn't standing on ground at all. He was standing on a soft neck, part of a gigantic snail, and it was laughing. Ed gawped in horror as the snail laughed. Ho, 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 ho. It actually seemed to be smiling. "That tickles," the snail boomed. One of its eyes on stalks peered down at Ed. "Do it again."